Well, here we go. It's Friday again. Just a quick announcement. Hope Way event tonight, both for men and women. Outdoor kind of dance party, Foursquare. It's on the bubble tonight because of the weather forecasts. So check Facebook later today to see if it's on. Okay, that's my only announcement. Hey, I want to introduce you to Jerry Root. How many know Rooter? Oh, come on. A good man. Hey, Jerry is on our campus ministry staff as a volunteer chaplain. This is his fifth year of doing this after 32 years of teaching middle school. Wow, that's a gift. But that's why Jerry has no hair. But anyway, Jerry's on staff. He also does some work with the admissions here. All three of his kids graduated from Hope College. And Jerry is going to do the reading of our scripture today from the Gospel of Mark.
Thanks for inviting me to do this. Hey, would you all grab your Bibles that are right in front of you? We're going to ask you to keep them open. And I want you to turn to page 812. We're going to reread a scripture that you've looked at this week. And we're going to start with verse number 14, chapter 1, verse 14.
Keep going. Okay.
All right, everyone there? Here we go. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And as Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And as he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the very word of God.
Thanks be to God. Thanks, Rooter. Keep your Bibles open. Don't put them back in. Keep them open or keep your smartphones on here. Hey, when I was a kid, I would go off to church camp, and we would sing this song almost every year that I went. And it went like this. Me and Jesus, we got a good thing going. Me and Jesus, we got it all worked out. If you want to clap, me and Jesus, we got a good thing going. We don't need nobody to tell us what it's all about. All right. Anybody ever heard that song before? No. I know why. Hey, it's a catchy tune, isn't it? It is, and the words seem to promote kind of a carefree, casual, easygoing vision of Christian discipleship. It's a popular vision in our culture today, and it sells really well on the bookshelves of our Christian bookstores today. The only problem with it, it's not biblical. It really isn't. I mean, if you do just a thoughtful searching of the scriptures, you don't find words like carefree and casual and easygoing referring to following Jesus. The words you're going to find in the scriptures about following Jesus is words like this: hard, trials, troubles, difficult, persecution. I mean, can we just name it? Following Jesus is not easy. Let's just name it. Let's get past the kind of romanticized vision of following Jesus. Jesus, my good buddy, everything's good. Following Jesus is hard. And our text this morning from the Gospel of Mark reaffirms that. In fact, Mark takes it up even a notch. He doesn't say it's just hard. He says it's dangerous and it's costly. So let's look at those. Put your finger on verse 14 of our text today. And it says this right out of the bat. Mark says, and now after John was arrested, stop. Mark is referring to John the Baptist, who just verses earlier comes out of the blocks in the Gospel of Mark proclaiming publicly that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Son of God. He is the King of the universe. Now, you got to understand, that is crazy language. That is revolutionary language in that day. Because in that day, there was only one Son of God, Caesar, who was in charge of Rome, the whole ruling empire. And so to talk about Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God, the King of the universe, that's crazy talk. It's revolutionary talk, and it gets you in jail. Because that kind of talk threatens and challenges powers and institutions and worldviews. And you got to understand, when you claim Jesus as the Son of God, as the Messiah, people aren't going to like you. They aren't. When you claim Jesus as the Son of God, it is hazardous to your relationships because it threatens people. And so you got to get used to it. And Mark warns us right out of the bat, if you're going to follow Jesus, you better be ready for people not to like you. And that is really hard for you folks right here at Hope College. Because the biggest thing you guys want during these 4 years of college is to be accepted, is to be liked. And so when you have the choice of being liked or following Jesus, that can be really challenging. I guarantee you right now, there are people sitting here today that to follow Jesus, there are people in their family who don't like you because you do that. I guarantee there are some of you here today because you say that Jesus is the Son of God, there are some friends who don't like you. There are employers who don't like you. There are boyfriends and girlfriends who don't like you using that kind of language. I'll even guarantee here at Hope College, there are roommates who don't like you. There are people in your Greek organizations who don't like to hear that. There are people on your teams who don't like to hear it. There are professors here at Hope College who don't like to hear that. When you follow Jesus, that's dangerous. Dangerous and hazardous to your relationships. That's the first thing Mark says. Here's the second one. Put your finger on verse 18. Quickly, I'll just paraphrase. Jesus calls Simon and Andrew to follow him, and they leave their nets. Go on a little further to verse 20, and he calls James and John, and they leave their father Zebedee. Second thing that Mark says, when you follow Jesus, it's not only hard, it's not only dangerous, it's costly. Because to follow Jesus, you're going to have to leave some things. You're going to have to leave some old relationships. You're going to have to leave some old patterns and habits and attitudes that have held high value in your life. It's going to take a lot of courage to follow Jesus because it's going to cost you and you're going to have to leave some things behind. So that means like this. I'll give you an example. It's Friday night. Some of you guys are going to go out partying tonight and your buddies are going to be drinking a little too much and you got to have the decision of, am I going to leave this or I'm going to stay because I don't want them not to like me? That's pretty challenging. Or I'll give you this one. You're in a group of people and they're gossiping about your roommate. You have a choice whether you're going to leave that or stay and join in the gossip. Here's another one. You're with a group of people and they start telling racist jokes. You got a decision whether you're going to leave that or that you're going to just kind of chuckle and kind of just follow suit. One more. Some of you are going to have the decision today that, you know what? my old pattern of I got to look a certain way, and so I got to exercise 5 times today and eat like a mouse today. You got to decide whether you're going to leave that or that you're going to still stay in that old habit or pattern. It takes a lot of courage to follow Jesus and to leave some old patterns, habits, relationships behind. I'll even put some money on right now that almost all of you, by the time you lay your head down on your pillow tonight, whether that's at 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock the next morning, I'll almost guarantee almost all of you will be tempted in some way, not to leave some of those old habits and patterns behind. It takes a lot of courage to follow Jesus. And Jesus himself was very open to this. He said it in the Gospel of Matthew. He says this, that the gate is small and the road is difficult that leads to life, and only a few take it. The gate is large and the road is broad and many take it, but it leads to death. Don't you want life? You can have it if you follow Jesus. But it's not easy, it's dangerous, and it's costly. And so this, let me give you one little tip. To follow Jesus isn't going to be, oh, I just got to get more willpower. I got to be more disciplined. I got to conjure up something so that I can follow Jesus and make these tough decisions. That's not going to do it. It won't last. It's not about willpower or discipline in following Jesus. If you want to follow Jesus, the only way you can do it is trusting that Jesus has given you his own Holy Spirit in you to give you the ability, the strength, and the power to say no to all these things. That's number one. Number two, you have each other, the body of Christ, to encourage each other, to challenge each other, to call each other out in what it means to follow Jesus. And the third thing is you got the book. You got the book. That's all you need. God's Spirit, God's people, and the Word of God. So, friends, the weekend's here. You're going to be challenged, even sometime before you lay your head down in your pillow. The question is, are you going to follow Jesus? Let's pray. God, thank you for your good word today. Thanks for giving us a clear warning that following you is not easy. And so we're aware of it. But thank you, God, you never give us anything that you don't always to equip us the strength to overcome. So we bless you. Lord, help us to follow Jesus, the road to life. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great weekend.